I ate the end of my piece of cheese and took a swallow of wine. Through the other noise I heard a cough, then came the ch-ch-ch-ch, and there was a flash, as when a blast furnace door is swung open, and a roar that started white and went red and on in a rushing wind. I tried to breathe, but my breath would not come, and I felt myself rush bodily out of myself and out and out and out, and all the time bodily in the wind. I went out swiftly, all of myself, and I knew I was dead and that it had all been a mistake to think you just died. Then I floated, and instead of going on, I felt myself slide back. I breathed, and I was back. The ground was torn up, and in front of my head there was a splintered beam of wood. In the jolt of my head, I heard somebody crying. I thought somebody was screaming. I tried to move, but could not move. I heard the machine guns and rifles firing across the river and all along the river. There was a great splashing, and I heard the star shells go up and burst and float whitely and rockets going up, and heard the bombs, all this in a moment. And then I heard close to me someone saying, "Mamma mia, oh, mamma mia!" I pulled and twisted and got my legs loose, finally, and turned around and touched him. It was Passini. And when I touched him, he screamed. His legs were toward me, and I saw in the dark and the light that they were both smashed above the knee. One leg was gone, and the other was held by tendons and a part of the trouser, and the stump twitched and jerked as though it were not connected. He bit his arm and moaned, "Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia!" Then, "Dio te salve, Maria! Dio te salve, Maria! Oh, Jesus, shoot me, Christ, shoot me, mamma mia, mamma mia! Oh, purest, lovely Mary, shoot me! Stop it, stop it, stop it! Oh, Jesus, lovely Mary, stop it! Oh, oh!" Then choking, "Mamma, mamma mia!" Then he was quiet, biting his arm, the stump of his leg twitching. "Porta feriti!" I shouted, holding my hands cupped. "Porta feriti!" I tried to get closer to Passini to try to put a tourniquet on the legs, but I could not move. I tried again, and my legs moved a little. I could pull backward along with my arms and elbows. Passini was quiet now. I sat beside him, undid my tunic, and tried to rip the tail of my shirt. It would not rip, and I bit the edge of the cloth to start it. Then I thought of his putties. I had on wool stockings, but Passini wore putties. All the drivers wore putties, but Passini had only one leg. I unwound the putty, and while I was doing it, I saw that there was no need to try to make a tourniquet because he was dead already. I made sure he was dead. There were three others to locate. I sat up straight, and as I did, something inside my head moved like the weight on a doll's eyes, and it hit me inside the back of my eyeballs. My legs felt warm and wet, and my shoes were wet and warm inside. I knew that I was hit, and I leaned over and put my hand on my knee. My knee wasn't there. My hand went in, and my knee was down on my shin. I wiped my hand on my shirt, and another floating light came very slowly down, and I looked at my leg and was very afraid. "Oh, God," I said, "get me out of here." I knew, however, that there had been three others. There were four drivers. Passini was dead. That left three. Someone took hold of me under the arms, and someone else lifted my legs. "There are three others," I said. "One is dead."
"It's Manera. We went for a stretcher, but there wasn't any. How are you, Tenente?"
"Where's Gordini and Gavuzzi?"
"Gordini's at the post getting bandaged. Gavuzzi has your legs."
"Hold on to my neck, Tenente. Are you badly hit?"
"In the leg." "How is Gordini?"
"He's all right. It was a big trench mortar shell."
"Passini's dead."
"Yes, he's dead."
A shell fell close, and they both dropped to the ground and dropped me.
"I'm sorry, Tenente," said Manera. "Hang on to my neck. If you drop me again, it was because we were scared."
"Are you unwounded?"
"We are both wounded a little."
"Can Gordini drive?"
"I don't think so."
They dropped me once more before we reached the post. "You sons of bitches," I said.
"I am sorry, Tenente," Manera said. "We won't drop you again."